Welcome to the Law Firm Accounting and Tax Podcast, powered by Jetro. Each week, we bring extremely valuable accounting and tax tips specific to law firm owners. You will be on your way to growing your practice and putting more money in your pockets. Here's your host.
Hello and welcome back. I am your host, Mike Jezoshek, and I'm a CPA and founder over at Jetro, which is an innovative accounting firm servicing small business owners across the country. Today, we're going to be discussing quarterly estimated taxes. And you may be wondering, Mike, why are we discussing that now? And the reason is quarter three quarterly estimates are due September 15th. So now is a great time to be talking about it. First, let me break down who and what quarterly estimates are for. Now, to preface that, taxes must be paid as you earn or receive income during the year. And that can be done either through withholding or estimated tax payments. If the amount of income tax withheld from your salary is not enough, you may have to make estimated tax payments. That is why if you are in business for yourself, you generally need to make estimated tax payments because even if you are running a salary for yourself, typically the salary is just a portion of your income and your business profit needs estimated taxes paid upon it as well. If you don't pay enough tax through withholding and estimated tax payments throughout the year, you may be charged a penalty. You also may be charged a penalty if your estimated tax payments are late, even if you are due a refund when you file your tax return. Okay, so who must pay quarterly estimates? Individuals, including sole proprietors, partners, and S corporation shareholders, generally have to make estimated tax payments if they expect to owe tax of $1,000 or more when their return is filed. Corporations, or C corporations specifically, generally have to pay estimated tax payments if they expect to owe tax of $500 or more when their return is filed. For individuals, you can use a Form 1040 ES to help figure out the estimated tax amount. To figure your estimated tax, you must first figure your expected adjusted gross income, taxable income, taxes, deductions, and credits for the entire year. When figuring your estimated tax for the current year, it may be helpful to use your income deductions and credits from the prior year as a starting point and then adjust as needed. Now, you may be wondering, when do you have to pay estimated taxes? And this is really where things get a little bit weird. Quarterly estimates do not run the same as your typical quarters or every 3 months. Instead, they go as follows. Quarter one, which is January through March, is due April 15th. Quarter two, which is April and May, and note that's only 2 months, is due June 15th. Quarter three, which is June through August, is due September 15th. And quarter four, which is September through December, note 4 months this time, is due January 15th. You're able to make these estimates by paying online, by phone, or even by mail. But obviously, you're going to hear from me. I recommend doing them online. It's much easier. Now, earlier we talked about penalties for underpayment of estimated tax. So if you didn't pay enough tax throughout the year, either through withholding or by making estimated tax payments, you may have to pay a penalty for underpayment of estimated tax. And generally, most taxpayers will be able to avoid this if they meet a couple circumstances. The first one is if you owe less than $1,000 in tax after subtracting their withholdings and credits. The second option is if you've paid at least 90% of the tax for the current year. And the third option is if you pay 100% of the tax shown on the return for the prior year, whichever is smaller. Now, it's also important to note that tax payments made in the form of withholding through payroll are considered paid evenly throughout the year. So if you run a bonus payroll for yourself as an S corporation owner in December and bulk up the federal withholding amount, though that amount is considered to be made evenly throughout the year, so you can avoid penalties that way if you miss one of the estimates. Again, just want to kind of do a quick run through again. Quarterly estimates are prepayments of tax, and they're due 4 times throughout the year. Quarter one, which is January through March, is due April 15th. Quarter two, which is April and May, is due June 15th. Quarter three, which is June through August, is due September 15th. And quarter four, which is September through December, is due January 15th. And of course, you can make these payments online, by phone, or by mail. And the other thing I wanted to touch about and kind of reiterate again is that you will be hit with penalties if you do not pay enough tax, either through withholding or estimated tax payments throughout the year. Now, those penalties can be avoided if one of three things is met. First one, you owe less than $1,000 in the tax year after subtracting your withholding and credits. Option number two, if you paid at least 90% of the tax for the current year. In option number three, you paid 100% of the tax shown on the return for the prior year. If you do one of those options, you are able to avoid those penalties. So thanks again. I just want to say thanks again for tuning into another episode. If you enjoy our weekly episodes, I just ask that you please leave a review on whatever platform you listen to us on. And if there's a topic you want us to touch on more, shoot me an email. Thanks again, and I will see you next week. Now, one last thing before I go. We created a Facebook group called Building a Successful Law Firm to take what you learn here and dive even deeper. This Facebook group is a place where we share tons of value for free, and you also have the opportunity to bring up situations you are faced with and collaborate not only with our team, but with other firm owners as well. Simply go to Facebook and search for the Building a Successful Law Firm group. Again, it's Building a Successful Law Firm group. I'll see you in there.
This has been another episode of the Law Firm Accounting and Tax Podcast from the team at Jetro. If you enjoy our weekly episodes, please leave a review on whatever platform you listen to us on and share with other law firm owners. If you have any questions or future topics you want to hear, email them to tax@jetrotax.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.